As we move into Tuesday, it looks like we're looking at highs in the mid-40s. As we go into Tuesday night, we're going to see those temperatures drop down into the upper 20s, looking at very similar conditions on Wednesday, highs in the 40s with lows starting out in the 30s and upper 20s. But as we move into Thursday, we're going to start to see a strong cold front move towards the region from the north and west, and it's going to bring some very cold air with it. We're going to start off the first half of the day with highs topping out in the upper 30s to near 40, but those temperatures are going to quickly fall through the late morning into the midday hours. We could be looking at maybe some rain changing over to snow. Right now, that's not quite the biggest story. As we head into Thursday night, we're going to see that really, really cold air move into the area. We're looking for low temperatures right around zero. Wouldn't be surprised to see some locations dropping below zero. And with that, we're going to also see pretty gusty winds. As a result of the gusty winds and cold temperatures, there is a wind chill watch in effect, which includes wind chills potentially between negative 15 and negative 30. And then as we move into Friday, we're not looking at a significant warm-up. We're looking at highs topping out around 10 degrees. And as we move into Friday night, we're going to see those cold temperatures continue with lows bottoming out into the single digits again. And then we're looking at a little bit of a warm-up on Saturday. If you can call it that, we're looking at highs topping out around 20 degrees.